You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Love those promos they're running. Just so you know, Kim St. Ange not in right now because she's just out on maternity leave because her bouncing baby boy decided to come about a week and a half early. So she's at home. Everybody's happy and healthy. And Kim is going to be out for a little while taking care of that sweet baby boy. And we got Dan Buck filling in. We'll have a few others guest hosting over the course of her leave. But right now, let's get to Genevieve Wood.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
All right, Genevieve, but back on the phone with us this morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, doing well, and congratulations to Kim. That's great news.
Yeah, we're all thrilled for her, no doubt about it. She's it's quite a story. I'm going to let her tell it on the air when we get her on here again at some point after she's feeling up to it. You know, Genevieve, I heard the president say that he'd like to stop mail-in balloting, and then everybody's like, oh, there's no evidence there's any wrongdoing in mail-in balloting. And then I hear John Solomon yesterday from Just the News break this story out of the FBI, what he's hearing from Kash Patel. And I know it's not related to what they're doing in Virginia here, but I thought this was interesting. Listen to this bite from John Solomon just from yesterday.
Story that Kash Patel turned over to the Congress, documents showing that the FBI suspected that China was mailing tens of thousands of fake driver's licenses to Chinese citizens here so that they could create fake identities and then cast mail-in ballots for Joe Biden in the 2020 election.
So the story is that the FBI suspected this was happening and the investigation got shut down under the Biden administration. And now Virginia is warning people about the dangers of relying on mail-in balloting. Is that right?
That is right. I mean, the story coming out of the FBI, I love it. Joe Biden, they suspect that Chinese people who aren't citizens are voting for Joe Biden, so Joe Biden shuts down the investigation. That makes a lot of sense.
It does.
I mean, look, I think anybody who really thinks about mail-in ballots and thinks, you know, hard about it realizes these are not secure. I mean, they're not only are they not secure, I mean, anything you really want to get somewhere, do you put it in the postal system? I don't.
No.
I mean, because you're not sure it's going to get there. You're not sure when. So, I mean, there's always been questions with it. But, I mean, state after state, including now Virginia, is taking a harder look at it again, are realizing these are not the way you go about it. There's just too many options for fraud. They got rid of it. Even in Governor Glenn Youngkin signed a bill that said you no longer, it used to be if you mailed in a ballot, first of all, it was only for people usually who were shut-ins, you know, who had health problems and couldn't get to the voting booth. They liberalized it during COVID, making it anybody could basically request a mail-in ballot for any reason. And they took away the requirement that you had to have a witness signing the mail-in ballot as well. It's, you know, saying, oh, yes, this is so-and-so who's actually turning their ballot in. And you could just put down, you know, the last four digits of your Social Security number. But we all know how fraudulent that can be.
Sure.
So there's so many reasons to say, look, let's get rid of it, or at the very least go back to what it used to be, which is not everybody can do it, only those who truly need it. And in those cases, you have to make sure. I mean, you see people requesting ballots for nursing homes and retirement communities. And in many of those cases, the people who live there weren't the ones who requested it. It's other people trying to tamper with it and trying to influence the vote.
It happened right here in St. Louis a few years back. They were going door to door in elderly housing, encouraging the people to request absentee ballots, having them call them when the ballot arrived, and then they came back and filled it out for the elderly person and then mailed it in. And they got busted, fortunately, but I think it exposes the risks in that system.
That's absolutely, and you know, again, people have to think, well, how many votes could that be? That kind of tampering may not affect all presidential elections, but it can definitely affect local elections, state elections where the voter turnout is much lower. That kind of tampering can have huge effects at levels people just don't think about.
Yeah. And many of those swing states, too. Wisconsin comes to mind, where they had just massive ballot harvesting at senior homes and tons of unvalidated ballots that got no national attention, but literally thousands in what could have been a very major state in that presidential election. That's got to be fixed. We've got to get rid of this mail-in opportunity where no IDs, no signature verifications, really nothing to protect fraud from occurring.
Yeah,
that's right. Look, if you really care about your country and you really care about your elections, then you have to take the time to go vote. And we have to take the time to say we're going to make our measures secure. And it can be done. Plenty of states are trying to make their elections much more secure. But we got a lot of work to do.
It's true. Genevieve Wood, our guest from the Heritage Foundation. Got about a minute and a half left here. What's the crime situation like there in D.C. where you live? Or in work, at least. I know you work, your office is there in D.C.
Yeah.
Is it better?
No. Well, I mean, it's better in the past week, maybe. But no, look, I've lived in D.C. since the early 2000s, and it is a different city now than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And by that meaning, do I always think I'm going to get shot when I walk out the door? No. But you are always aware that there's been an unease on the streets is the best way that I could put it. And yes, in certain neighborhoods, it's certainly worse than others. But the reality is crime has been a real problem in the district for several years now. And I know, you know, I've talked to plenty of folks, including not people that are Republicans or conservatives, that say, you know what, it is a problem. And I may not like Trump, but I'm really hoping this is going to work.
Yeah.
Because people, they fear for themselves, they fear for their property. And if people, you know young people who are interning there, who are living there, which is a lot of what's on Capitol Hill, their parents are worried about them, and rightly so. But it's also just for the district residents themselves. It is unfair to them how this has been allowed to happen.
Very good. Genevieve Wood, Senior Advisor there with Heritage. Always great having you on. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate that. Back in just a minute.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.